What a joy it is to see again the towers of New York. How often in the deserts of Asia, and especially in Tibet, we remember the skyscrapers, the Indian pueblos, and the ancient cities of Italy and Spain. The many-storied Tibetan buildings evoke images of skyscrapers. The labyrinth of clay walls of the usual Asiatic home recall the pueblos of New Mexico and Arizona. The monasteries, proudly clinging on the summits, resemble to the old eagle nests of Italy and Spain. When I saw once more the towers of New York, I recall the joyous exclamations which the photographs of these strongholds of human achievement evoked in Asia. Never did we hear more enthusiastic admiration of the sight of postcards and photographs of New York than in the towns and nomad camps of Central Asia. The dwellers of clay houses and yurtas tore these souvenirs out of each other's hands and exclaimed, "This is the land of Shambhala." What more can a son of Asia say than this his most sacred conception, in which are united all the hopes and aspirations? In prayer, Asia awaits Shambhala, this new era of mankind, and therefore such comparison of this Shambhala is indeed the highest praise. The inhabitants of Asia added, "America is the Chichav over all countries," and Chichav means protector. How many reproductions of the towers of New York have remained in the desert, and they are kept in the most sacred corners where the most revered objects are collected. In the remote yurtas of Asia's desert, President Hoover is the giant savior of starving peoples. Ford is considered a symbol of mighty power. The Mongols consider American Indians their lost relatives. All our latest discoveries are regarded by the East as signs of the era of Shambhala. Millikan's cosmic ray, Einstein's relativity, Fermi's music from the ether are regarded in Asia as signs of the evolution of human consciousness, confirmed by Vedic and Buddhist traditions and the teachings of Shambhala. According to these ancient teachings, the 40s of our century are regarded as the era of cosmic energy and the expanded consciousness. These touching memories rose before me when I again saw the towers of New York, and among old friends I noticed so many new strongholds which rose during the last 5 years. Such irresistible creation gives real joy. In the history of human achievement, America is a unique sample of prodigious progress. Not bound by conventionalities and old forms, without prejudice, America built its life with the powerful hand soil. America follows in its development the path of true progress. During the last few years, America stands alone in the creation of new museums, schools, societies, agencies, lectures, theaters. One is amazed at the colossal resources of the country, which absorbs this rich stream of creative power. Opportunity is also found both for the development of the national art as well as for collecting the treasures of the whole world. When you come from the mountains and deserts, where the best culture lies hidden in the shadow of centuries, the extraordinary growth of artistic and scientific work in America deeply amazes you and brings you great joy. The conquest of culture does not pass unnoticed. It creates that finesse of thought, the creative imagination, and the ability to perceive the new wave of progress. The era of happy attainments is predestined for America. Just as everything movable is attracted to the rapid motion of a great ship, so also is the irresistible development of America joined by the highest and the supreme.